We welcome in Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
So I'm thinking yesterday afternoon as I'm waking up from my usual nap, wow, is this an alternative universe of some kind? Is it true that the president says he will meet with Kim Jong-un? And it seems to be so.
Yeah, the invitation was extended through South Korean officials who were in Washington meeting with President Trump's national security team and eventually President Trump himself. The White House says that the president will do this by May at a time and location to be determined.
Yeah, where do you think that might be? Sweden?
There's a whole range of options. That's one option. Washington, North Korea, Seoul, Beijing. There's just nothing set yet.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to wrap our minds around at this point, the notion of it, let alone the location, I suppose. Wondering if there's any word on how Rex Tillerson might feel about this meeting.
You know, just hours before this was announced, Rex Tillerson was in Africa, and he was asked about, you know, the potential of negotiations with North Korea, and he said that the administration was a long ways from that point, and that the first step should be talks about talks, not a one-on-one meeting. Well, a couple hours later, the administration makes this very surprise announcement. That leads a lot of questions. What changed since Tillerson said that, since just days ago when Vice President Pence was saying that the approach to North Korea would not change unless there is credible, verifiable, concrete steps toward giving up nuclear weapons. The administration says that there was a very forward-leaning approach from Kim Jong-un. They were very surprised at how eager he seemed to be to sit down and have this meeting, and they were willing to do it.
Yeah, it is a surprising turn of events for sure. And then we have to talk about the tariff. And it sounds like with regard to steel and aluminum imports, there's a little bit of infighting going on on the Republican side about this issue.
Yeah, I mean, there's been significant dissension just among the president's own senior team. I mean, he had a top economic advisor resign over this issue earlier this week because the president was taking the advice of the more hardliners on trade. But then the president gives himself a significant amount of wiggle room yesterday where he says, here are the numbers, 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum, but the numbers could go up, the numbers could go down. He said some countries will get exemptions, others might be able to get them, some will later be included. I mean, really a wide-ranging window where he could change his mind on a lot of this. Been a big pushback from congressional Republicans who say this should be a very targeted, measured approach. That's not what the president's doing as of right now.
And there's word of at least one, maybe other steel plants that are reopening in some parts of the country as a result of this.
Yeah, I saw that. The administration, of course, is going to point to that. But I think one of the things is that the critics are worried about is the retaliation impact. And if other countries, if the EU puts tariffs on goods that are, exported from the U.S. to there, what that does to those companies' bottom line.
And I'm wondering, Karen, one more thing for you. If the press secretary for President Trump is concerned about the 60 Minutes appearance this weekend of one Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, no reaction just yet from the White House on that. We're
okay.
All staying tuned to see if it's even happening this weekend. I don't believe they've announced when it would air.
Right, exactly. I have a feeling it will be this weekend, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Karen, thanks very much for the report this morning, and hopefully a good weekend is in your future.
Thanks, you too.
All right, that is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House on KSRO. And yes, we will definitely be staying tuned. No doubt the president will have something to say about his meeting, his scheduled meeting, not scheduled, but his acceptance of a meeting with Kim Jong-un from North Korea. More details to come on that, no doubt.